The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Well, this is a little different. It is, for us, a little bit after 5 p.m. on Monday, June 29th, 2020, and you are listening to The Daily Briefing. My name is Sam, and we are not live, but we're as close to live as we can get with the equipment available. We're recording on my field recorder in an undisclosed location. No. How are you, Becky?
I'm doing well. It's nice to go to that undisclosed location, be a little bit carefree for once, and enjoy nature.
Yeah, we're not that far away. We're outside of Ashford, Washington, so we're actually even still in Pierce County, if not in Tacoma itself. So, I mean, you know, not that far away, but we needed to get away. Like I said, I was doing the field day thing for ham radio. For my radio hobby instead of my radio business.
And it was my first time experiencing such an event where we simulate a natural disaster and really make as many connections as we can to test to see whether to what extent we can be prepared for that kind of thing, so that should amateur radio operators be called to participate in communications relays, and we're there and ready. And so that was a really exciting thing for me to be able to do. And I was personally very excited to have made contacts with four other states outside of Washington and a Canadian province through this event. So it was a pretty cool experience for me.
Yeah, I really enjoyed when you questioned how somebody could be maritime mobile in North Dakota.
Oh, you are never going to let me live that down.
I am never going to let you live
that. I said, there's no ocean in North Dakota. Right, maritime just means on a boat, as you had to remind me.
Yeah, but we're hanging out up here and, you know, spending some time.
Probably more distant from others than we had been when we were in downtown Tacoma.
Yeah, a little bit. But we still want to keep you guys updated, so we brought some stuff, equipment up here to help us do that. So, shall we get on to it?
I think we shall.
All right.
As always, state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 gets you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health Department officials staff that coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can visit the United Way online at wa211.org.
Moving on to state-level information, the governor and the secretary of health have paused any counties moving to phase 4 due to the increased COVID-19 activity across the state and significant rebounds in COVID-19 activity in several other states. The governor's office and state health department will be spending the next few weeks assessing the need for a modified approach to moving beyond phase 3. 8 counties were eligible to move from phase 3 to phase 4 before the pause. The Washington State Health Care Authority is reminding residents that a program called Washington Listens is available for anyone experiencing elevated stress due to COVID-19. A phone line is staffed with non-clinical support specialists who are trained to give information and connection to community resources in the caller's area. The program is anonymous and no identifying information is retained. The Washington Listens toll-free number is 1-833-681-0211. The State Parks and Rec Commission has issued guidance in advance of the Independence Day holiday weekend. To help prevent the spread of COVID-19, State Parks urges residents to keep distance from others, practice good hygiene, use face coverings, limit party sizes, stay close to home, bring supplies like hand sanitizer and toilet paper, and have alternate plans in case parks are too crowded. The commission notes that many communities adjacent to state parks are in phase 1 or 2, and smaller counties may have difficulty serving an influx of visitors, so fueling up and grocery shopping before leaving home will help ease the burden on those communities. Tuesday, June 30th is the last day businesses can apply for federal Paycheck Protection Program loans through the Small Business Administration. Applicants should visit sba.gov/paycheckprotection to get started.
Now for some Pierce County news. WorkSource and Clover Park Technical College have partnered up to offer GED completion classes completely online to ensure social distancing. Interested individuals should email either Felicia Dennis, that's F-E-L-I-C-I-A dot D-E-N-N-I-S at cptc.edu, or Beth Salavea, that's B-E-T-H dot S-A-L-A-V-E-A at cptc.edu to learn more or to get started. If your organization or business is still in need of personal protective equipment, call the Pierce County's Emergency Operations Center at 253-798-7470 and ask for the logistics section. The county is providing PPE at no cost to behavioral health providers and other nonprofits and businesses in Pierce County.
Moving on to Tacoma local information, Tacoma Public Schools' summer meal programs began today. Grab-and-go curbside meals with breakfast and lunch are available 10 a.m. to noon, Monday through Thursday, at 7 middle school locations. Grocery boxes will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis at Baker, First Creek, and Geodrone Middle Schools on Thursdays from 10 a.m. to noon. Several other community sites will distribute food as well, including Mary Bridge Children's Hospital, Metro Parks Tacoma, the Boys and Girls Club, and several community churches. More information can be had by calling 253-571-1000 or online at tacomaschools.org. Tacoma City Council meeting will take place Tuesday, June 30th at 5 p.m. Due to COVID, comments are accepted only in writing and only until 4 p.m. Tuesday. Email comments to cityclerk@cityoftacoma.org. The meeting will be broadcast live on TV Tacoma and online via the city's Facebook Live channel and tvtacoma.com. The city is also developing its next annual budget and is soliciting community feedback for how funds should be allocated. There are multiple surveys found at cityoftacoma.org/budgetdevelopment based on city council priorities, which include safety, racial equity and anti-racism, jobs, housing, access, engagement, and health. Surveys are available in English, Spanish, Vietnamese, and Khmer. The Pacific Seas and South Pacific Aquariums at Point Defiance Zoo will reopen July 1st. All guests, including zoo members, will need to reserve a timed ticket online at pdza.org for entry, as tickets will not be available at the zoo's front gate. Visitors are expected to follow all signage and maintain distance from other visitors. The Tacoma Rainiers will live stream a fireworks show using drones and a variety of camera angles via Facebook Live this Friday, July 3rd, at 9:45 p.m. The parking lot will be closed to the public due to coronavirus health protocol, and those in the area of Cheney Stadium are encouraged to practice physical distancing if gathering to watch in person nearby.
And now, information regarding coronavirus testing sites. There are numerous free testing sites in our region. For Seattle locations, visit seattle.gov or call 206-477-3977. For other King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, visit tpchd.org/COVID test. That's the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website. Patients can also call their healthcare providers for tests. In general, patients should arrive at testing sites wearing face coverings and expect the process to take about 15 minutes. Some of the testing sites offer rapid test results, while others have a 48-hour turnaround time.
The state's COVID-19 situation report noted that increased case counts in Pierce County is not tied to a large testing volume change, suggesting that the upward trends are connected to an increasing transmission across the Puget Sound area. Individuals who have been in large gatherings are encouraged to get tested, even if they aren't feeling sick. So that's our Monday updates. We do have an interview today, do we not?
We do.
All right, so we'll get to that now. But do you think we'll be here on Wednesday, or do you think we'll be back in the studio on Wednesday?
Unknown at this time. Probably a 50-50 chance.
All right. Well, there were a lot of emails that we had to spell out. You know, a lot of stuff that's kind of hard to copy when you're on the radio. So you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma non-emergency information line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. You can go to our website at daily.ktqa.org, where all of today's notes will be available, and you can see the email addresses there. And our phone number, where you can call or text us, is 253-330-8821. Now on to today's interview.
I'm very pleased today to
join again in conversation with Erin Gwinnip. She is the director of the Tacoma Refugee Choir. We're pleased to welcome you back, Erin, to the KTQA Daily Briefing to talk about the choir's latest project. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for having me.
You were our first Daily Briefing guest all the way back in March when we actually began the show. And to start us off today, can you remind our listeners what the Tacoma Refugee Choir is?
Yes, the Tacoma Refugee Choir is a welcoming community of refugees, immigrants, and friends who sing together to extend love, hope, and belonging. It's really this beautiful family that's developed through the medium of music.
Last time we talked about the music video called Be Counted, that was the video encouraging residents and citizens to respond to the 2020 census. Just want to give a reminder out there that the census is still open to be completed at 2020census.gov, and that's for citizens and residents, regardless of documentation status and things like that. But today, we really wanted to explore the choir's newest project about love letters. Can you give us a rundown about that?
Thank you. Yeah, this project has really been an emotional process for us. Early on during the COVID-19 shutdown, some of our Asian American members faced some really difficult discrimination. And after one member was really hurt by some things that were said, another member of the choir solicited friends to gather letters from friends to remind this young woman that those messages of hate were not universal and that there were people who would stand by her. And so when another member of our community faced a really strong verbal discrimination, we felt like we needed to do even more about that. And that's how this Love Letters campaign came about. And it came about in this conversation where one of our members was lifting them up and pointing out that you can't stay down and that we all have a role to play in assuring members of our community that they are safe and appreciated and that they have value to us.
So it was sort of released and launched in conjunction with World Refugee Day, or I guess coinciding with World Refugee Day at the end of June. What is World Refugee Day? I mean, I've been a fan of the choir since, you know, early on, and I've been an educator for immigrant youth and English learners, and I didn't even know that there was a World Refugee Day in June, probably because public school is generally finished and wrapping up by the time June 20th comes around. But what is World Refugee Day?
World Refugee Day is simply a day to celebrate the contributions of refugees in our community. And it's celebrated around the world in some really beautiful ways where refugees gather together and have cultural celebrations and celebrate the gift of life that they have. So it's been a really wonderful way of celebrating these contributions. And we wanted to do more to celebrate the refugees in our community. We had a festival planned for that day, but obviously that was not an option this year. So we really wanted this video to coincide with that because at least the refugees in our community that we've met have felt the brunt of the hatred most profoundly. And so we wanted to make sure that as we're celebrating their contributions, we also celebrate the love we have for them. And I really am quite proud of these lyrics. It's super simple, but it just says, "This is my love letter to say I've got your back. I'm standing here with you through every attack. No matter what the haters say, I'm glad you're here to make your way. Don't let the pain keep you down. You are strong and you belong. You belong." And this idea of belonging is so critical to our sense of wellness and our ability to thrive. When we feel like there's a space for us, then we can be our best selves. And this is true for everyone. And we wanted to especially send that message to the refugee community.
Erin, who wrote the lyrics that you can hear when you go and listen to the song?
That would be me with some contributions from Tina Van. What's great about the music video, I should add, so that there's that chorus, which is really, really catchy, and I'm really pleased with how it turned out. But in between in the music video, you'll hear words from members of our community who have expressed their love and support. We asked for people to create videos, their video love letter. And what we're hoping that this video does is not only feel good, but that people will feel inspired to create their own video love letter to express that sense of support and that people are safe with them. And people can upload those on our, you can go to our website, refugeechoir.org, and there's a link to another platform where you can upload those videos. And at the end of July, those will be knit together into one long video that we will be sharing with refugee organizations and other groups that to help people who are facing a lot of this discrimination to feel that sense of safety and assurance that hate is not universal, love is.
I'm glad that you invited our listeners to participate as well. Besides going to refugeechoir.org and then sort of reading about the links there, figuring out how you can upload your own video, you said that in the end of July, it's going to be knit together into a larger, video love letter to larger communities. How long do folks have to participate?
So we're asking for video submissions to be uploaded by July 15th. And if people are inspired by this project, we hope that not only will they create a video, but they will encourage their friends and people in their communities. Because can you imagine the power of having this hours-long video of people just saying that they love and support you when you've felt all this discouragement? To see all those faces that are sharing that love, that can be really profound. And that's what we need the members of our community to do, is to voice their support.
Now, refugee is just one type of immigrant that we welcome into the United States, but the choir welcomes all participants. Has there been any discussion or reaction in your group regarding the really recent Supreme Court ruling that concluded that asylum seekers don't have innate rights to a federal court hearing? I know that it's kind of a very heavy topic, but how do those kinds of issues interface with participants in the choir who may be refugees or other types of immigrants?
Well, I think this is a community that's really about loving one another and supporting one another no matter what circumstances befall. We aren't a political action organization, but we definitely are supporting our members through the highs and lows of what's happening. And so as we feel these challenges and what feels like assaults on rights, we can support one another through that and find the power within ourselves to take action. We really believe in the power of each individual to exact change, because seismic change is really microscopic change. Mountains are moved by everyone doing lots of little things. And so we encourage our members to be engaged in the community.
Erin, how can folks learn more about the choir in general? Maybe like what's coming up next after the Love Letters project? What might be the fall looking like?
Well, we're not quite ready to announce all those plans, but I'll tell you, we have some fun stuff in planning stages as we've made these pivots due to quarantine. We're actually finding some new opportunities and ways to engage with our community. So we'll have some announcements for you in August, but we hope that people will sign up for our mailing list at refugeechoir.org, because then you'll be the first to hear about what I think a lot of people will be really excited about.
And are you on social media? Do you have a presence on things like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, things like that?
Yeah. We're most active, I think, on Facebook at this point. In addition to our Facebook page for the Tacoma Refugee Choir, there's also a group for Tacoma Refugee Choir fans that you can engage with, and certainly follow us on Instagram, where there's lots of really great photos and videos being uploaded there.
Well, Erin, is there anything else that you'd like to share with KTQA listeners about the Tacoma Refugee Choir or Tacoma in general?
I think what all of us are experiencing through these times is hard. We're all experiencing hard times. And especially because of quarantine, we can feel really disconnected from one another. And that thereby makes us sometimes feel powerless. But none of us is powerless. We all have things that we can do. It may require a little creativity. It may require something that feels a little uncomfortable at first. Like going on video to create a love letter, I get that that's not an easy step, but those little things of stepping outside your comfort zone can have a profound impact on our community and the way that we recover on the end of this. So we hope that as people hear our message, they don't just say, oh, good, we're glad to come to Refugee Choirs in town, but no, I want to be part of this movement. I want to be part of helping people come together and connect with one another in safe and meaningful ways.
Well, Erin, thank you so much for joining me today on KTQA Daily Briefing to give updates about what's going on with Tacoma Refugee Choir with the newest Love Letter project.
Thank you so much for having me.
Erin Gwidip is the director of the Tacoma Refugee Choir.
You can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma non-emergency information line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our website is daily.ktqa.org, where you can see all of today's notes. And you can call or text us at 253-330-8821. Talk to you on Wednesday.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.